Shine on me. Shine on me. Let the light from God's lighthouse shine on me. Oh, let it shine on me. Oh, let it shine on me.
Let the light from God's lighthouse shine on me.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to be here. Lord, so thankful to feel your precious Holy Spirit. And Lord, to know that thou art God. Lord, to know we serve a living God. And Lord, a God that's here tonight, Lord, to back up every word you've ever spoke. Lord, to manifest yourself. Yes. And Lord, we have humbly come tonight, Lord, asking you to have your way, Lord, to feed our hearts. Lord, you know this every circumstance in here tonight. Lord, you know every burden that might be on someone's heart. Lord, from that to, Lord, whatever it might be, Lord, maybe someone that's listening to the tape, maybe that will listen to it later, Lord, you know all things, Lord. Father, we haven't come here, Lord, to push my agenda, Lord, or another brother come to push his agenda, but Lord, we come strictly, Lord, that you would receive glory and honor, Lord, that you would be glorified above all things, Lord, that your will would be done, Lord. Father, that you could just have the way in whatever you would like to do. And Father, we commit ourselves to you this night for service. Ask you to have your way, Lord, and to bless these few words, Lord, to our hearts. And Lord, just, oh, in all things, Lord, just let you have your way. And we ask it in the blessed, most precious, lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, don't you love him? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, Lord. Oh, my. Just bear with me, saints. I thought I knew what I wanted to preach, but we just let the Lord have his way. It's very fitting, some parts of it. We may not even finish it all, but we're just going to start a little bit here. Tonight, if nothing else, saints, I want us to see greater how blessed we are. If you've got a desire burning in your heart, if you've got a desire to see every word lived and manifested, if you've got a desire to let God have his way in your life, to be different if you must be, whatever it takes, if you've truly got that burning in your heart, you're not here because I'm here, you're not here because Brother DeLong's here, you're not here, but if you're here because you feel God led you here, and because God has started a work in your life, and you believe God's going to finish that work, you're a blessed person. We're not here to be a group of people together having service, but we've come, God called each one individually. Not one of us, we didn't get together and think, oh, this is what we're going to do. No, God, each one had to come their own way. I had to find my own way. You had to find your own way. You and God made your decision to be where you're at tonight. And saints, it's each one as individuals we stand here, but I want us to see greater. That if you feel that burning in your heart, and we're not just here to, oh, because I believe Brother Branham, I'm following Brother Branham. No, it goes far beyond that. Yes. Brother Branham was a great part. If it wasn't for a prophet coming this hour, where would we be? But by grace, we understand why he had to come. Amen. Am I, you're a blessed people if you can truly see that burning with a reality in your heart. My, let's just turn our Bibles for a scripture reading to John, the 6th chapter. My, I'm telling you, saints, as the days get closer to his appearing, and it just seems as we knew, you knew it would be, you see it in the scriptures, how just the great falling away right before, all the different things, how the churches grew cold right before another messenger was to come, Seemed like that age went in the darkness, right on the verge of that next messenger moving in. The next step of that reformation taking place. And my, you can see this world growing so dark. The church is growing so cold and so far from God. But in the middle of that, there's that little speck of light that a prophet left in that little drawing. And that little group of people's getting ready, getting prepared for that great and final catching away, that great time of Christ coming back to this earth. My, I'm telling you, I pray that message this morning stirred your hearts. A lot of many nuggets in there. I pray you was feeding on some of those things. But here in John, the 6th chapter, and let's begin here at the, I think it's the 63rd verse. Amen. Let's just start at the 60th. Amen. Hallelujah. Excuse my nose. Oh my. But he says here, we know what had just happened. He had said about to partaking of his flesh and drinking of his blood. And he says, many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, they said, this is a hard saying, and who can hear it? And when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? What if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, and the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come to me except that were given unto him of my Father. And from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. And then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? And then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Oh my. That 63rd verse, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, and as you just imagine the conversation there. And Peter's listening to him, you know, and he says, it's the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. But the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come to me except it were given unto him of my Father. Oh, my saints. I'm telling you, as we see the age that we're living in, many, many times we, as Brother Philip mentioned this morning, we come up through a lot of you come up through the ranks of different denominations and different beliefs, many different opinions. And we entered into this Laodicean age, and a people was cold and lukewarm. The Pentecostals didn't know where they was at anymore. At the end of the age, when Brother Branham, but God moved on the scene. God sent a prophet, and as he mentioned this morning, I want you to just, for the purposes maybe of this tape, because we all should know it, but an understanding of realizing that he was always a prophet. But in 1963, God moved on the scene. God came down and revealed through a prophet, and it matched all the scriptures. As you go back and you look, he said, I'll do nothing unless I reveal it first to my servants, the prophets. There in Amos, I probably ain't got it exactly, quote for word. But then he said in Malachi, behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. And then I believe it was in Revelations where he said, and at the sounding of that seventh angel's message, the mysteries of God shall be finished. Saints, I believe this word with all my heart. And I don't know about you, but I believe it's been established that this is the word of God. And that's got to be anchored in your heart to start with, that this was God speaking to his people. Though it was written that many years ago, it does not matter. That was God speaking. God penned the paper, and God don't make mistakes. He made sure that what went into this book, many people say it's faulty. Oh, there's a different chronicle over here. You didn't get a read. But God sent a prophet in this hour that I'm convinced was the prophet. I'm convinced, and without a shadow of a doubt, I know he was the messenger for this day. Amen. I know he was to forerun that second coming of Christ. And I know he told me this was right. Amen. Amen. And we live in an age, saints, where it comes. Just as he says here, I don't know. It's a little premature maybe, but Hallelujah. I want you to just catch this, because I think many people sometimes they fail to realize the magnitude of what God did. But as he says here, this is in the seventh seal, preached March 24, 63. He says, now notice when Junior was standing in that field and had a big pyramid to it like that, and there was, this is paragraph 566. And I was revealing that to the people, is that right, Junior, about a year it happened? And he was talking about before when Junior had the dream and everything. And he says, notice the next thing now. I took some kind of a bar and cut it off. From the inside was a white rock that had nothing wrote on it. And at that time I started west, and I told them all. I said, I don't go out west. Stay here and look on this till I return. And I went west for the blast and returned back to the east with the Holy Spirit and interpreting this unwritten word. Now, if that isn't perfectly the God Almighty, I want you to know what it is. What I'm trying to say this for, friends, is to show you that we're at the end time. And saints, that's what many people like to see. They think because they couldn't just understand it themselves that it's not there. If they can't just seem to grab it right off the pages of themselves, they're like, oh, well, that's not there. He was just off on that. No. God calls a prophet for a reason. And he and that prophet's a seer, and he sees things that no one else will see because he was God's predestinated person for that time to stand in the gap and to bring God's message to his people. And when God began, the Holy Spirit began to reveal those things that was hid. Those things that was hidden in the seventh, in the book of Revelations, and the different things that man had messed up. It was God. It was not man standing on the platform. It might have been man standing on a platform speaking, but it was God that was doing the interpreting of that word through that man. And if you can't see that in a reality, you can never have true confidence in what you believe. You can never have true confidence that when he said, you can say unto this mountain, whatever so you shall. And he backed it back up with the scripture, but you can never have confidence he's telling you the truth. But I can look back through the scriptures and I can see God as he vindicated each prophet up through the Old Testament, right into the New, all the things that happened. And then you can look at the life that came forth out of the Brother Branham and knew that was the prophet for this age. But you can know it, but it still not be a revelation to you. You can say, oh, I know he was a prophet. You can believe he was a prophet. But till it's been anchored in your soul that it was the prophet for this time. It was that messenger that was to bring and to finish up those revelations, the seven seals. It's not going to mean nothing to you. Things that was said, you'll just let it slide off your back. Split skirts, oh, who cares about split skirts? It don't really say that in my Bible. It does. You just ain't got understanding to see it. All of these different things that was in there. Brother Brandon mentioned, they said, oh, well, he was a little over. No. It's because you don't know who was speaking through those lips. It's because you don't want to recognize and to be honest and say that that was God speaking to the people, the bride of this age, preparing a people, bringing his life into a people to live. But there is a people that's got a revelation of that. It's been revealed and it's anchored in their soul. No one's going to take it away. And I don't care how many people get together, they cannot detour them or tell them that it's not so, because they know God spoke to them in this day. Why? Because the words that was spoke is becoming a living manifestation through their lives. Not because they just want it to be, not because they're doing it, but because God's vindicating it. Because it's something you can't do on your own. You can want to, but you'll never get it right. But you let God move on the scene and you watch it just turn. The things that was written in that word, you watch it bring a body subject. You watch that life start coming forth by, because it's anchored. There's a true revelation burning in people's hearts that they know that God spoke to them in this age. My saints, and that's a blessed thing, because so many can't see that. They don't know God spoke to them. They just think it was Brother Branham said that. That's good. No, God said. And he is not going to back up and apologize to Eve. He said, one word left out and you're broken your chain and you're out. And if he let you in for one thing, though it be the smallest, he would have to apologize to Eve. And he's not going to do it, saints, because God don't make mistakes, and he's not going to back up for nobody. Amen. Amen, I'm telling you. My right here, I tell you, just listen. Brother Brandon puts it wonderful here. I said, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. I got these all jumbled up. I'm telling you. My. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Hallelujah. He says here in Go Wake Jesus, preached November the 3rd, 1963, he said, but there's one thing about God. He does not make no mistakes. And his first decision is his only decision because he's infinite. Oh my, hold on just a minute. I'm going to back up one more time before we get there. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Yes, let's hear and knoweth it not. This was preached, I'm not sure what I got there, 1965. I don't have the month on the front here, but anyway, it was preached 1965, and it's page 27 here. But you just listen. This kind of goes as the service we was talking. This is where Brother Branham was talking about. He'd just come through his strongest trial, losing his wife. And he lost his daughter. But just listen. He said, he let my wife die, and me holding her by the hands, crying for her. And my daddy in his arms died on his arm right there, looking up at me, trying to get his breath. And I prayed as hard as I could. How could I face the public again to preach divine healing? And how could I preach he was a good God and let my own daddy die a sinner? How could I preach that? I don't know how, but I know he's right. The word of God shall never fail. It'll triumph no matter what that is. Then I know that there was something inside all the reasonings, something inside of all emotions and everything else like that. There was an inside man. And he held in that hour. Nothing else could have done it. Every reason, everything could be showed. Everything could prove that it was wrong, and I was in the wrong. But the word of God that was predestinated before the foundation of the world held on the inside. Oh my, just a second. Let me. Oh my. Glory. Pick me. Amen. He says here. Oh my, let's just finish it. Let's just go on down here. He says, could it ever predestinate before the foundation of the world, and it held on the inside. And he says, I felt a little wind come through the building, and her spirit went to meet God. But he says, brother, sister, let me tell you, that's the only thing. Don't try to reason it out. Don't try to have long hair because I said so. Don't try to do these things just because in your flesh. Don't try to do it just to kind of cope up. But just wait before the Lord till something way down on the inside. Many of you think because you've got long hair that means you're going to heaven. That doesn't mean that. Many of them thinks because you're a good moral woman you're going to. It don't mean that. And many of them think because their churches belong to this and this great groups and the great doctors of divinity. That don't mean that. Many think because they speak with tongues, they've got the Holy Ghost. That don't mean that, though the Holy Ghost does speak with tongues. But until that real, genuine Holy Spirit in there will cope with every word. If that Holy Spirit in you that makes you speak with tongues looks back there and doesn't agree with the rest of the word, then it's the wrong spirit, see? It's got to come from the inside, which is the word from the beginning. In the beginning of the creation of God, when God began to create and bring you into existence, you see, you started back there as a seed and worked down to where you are now. And then you were all in Christ. And then when Christ died, he died to redeem all of you. And you are a part of this word. And how can the Bible precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, not one jot or tittle shall fail. How in the world can you, being a part of that word, disagree with the rest of it or any part of it? Hey, man, you can't. Because why? He says, but the word of God has no end because it had no beginning. Hey, man, it's eternal with God. And if you are anchored in the word, you know, we can say we're anchored in Christ. But he says, but when the word is anchored in you, you are eternal with the word. It's got to come to its end. All of those things are shaking. No matter how big they build a pillar, it's got to fall down. All the things that's not of against the word or contrary to it will have to move. It'll have to give place because the word is coming triumphantly. There's nothing can stop it. God has done said so. And when he speaks it, heavens and earth will pass away, but it'll never fail. Hide that word in your heart. How to take that word and let it grow. Keep it in your mind always, because it will never fail. God's word will never fail, because he said it wouldn't. And we want to keep it on that. Amen. And saints, I believe that's what I say. You've got to have a revelation today in this hour that you know Brother Branham was sent from God with a message for that bride. And if you can't reach that assurance that what he brought and what come forth through those messages is an assurance in your heart that it was absolutely, positively from the Lord, you'll never have an assurance. You can never rely on what God said you was. You can never rely that you was in the thoughts of God. You won't find that in here just by reading, trying to find the words, I'm in the thoughts of God. No, it's not written like that in there. But oh God, in this day, he said it was time for you to know. He said it was time for all of the word to come back together and to bring forth. And it would take all of that to bring that rapturing faith into the bride of a people. And saints, we must realize and be able to stand firm that we know our God has spoke to us in this day. Amen. We must know ourselves. I can't rely on the pastor just getting up and preaching a message and I say, I agree with that. No, I've got to see with a reality that that is the word of the Lord to me. Amen. That's been revealed to me that I can stand upon that. Not when I'm asked, what do you know? Well, the pastor said, we believe, or he believes, and I agree with him. No. It's got to be God's revealed to me. Amen. I know God said it's like this. Amen. So many people, they want to take away from the changing of the soul. All these different things, and they don't realize that that's written in black and white. It's there. But they just think it was a man. They can't see that it was God. When he got behind the pulpit and began to speak and the anointing come down, it was God bringing forth his word. And God watches over all his word to make sure that it's performed just the way he wants it to be. And when God predestinated each one of you to be here where you're sitting tonight, in whatever state you might be in, God predestinated you to be there wherever you're at. And just as much as he predestinated Brother Branham to be that prophet of this age, he was predestinated just as much be this earth that you're standing on. It was in when God said, let it be. And there it was. It was just as real. Just as much as he for that purpose, saints. My, I'm telling you. But you've got to have something to anchor your faith in. As Brother Branham said, as he says here in Perseverance, he says, now, faith is not just, and Brother DeLong's touched on this recently, he says, this is not something that easily floated around. Some kind we would call it a street expression, a hocus pocus. Faith can only have its right position when it's placed upon something that's steadfast. Amen. If I told you to go out and put your hand on a tree and be healed, you could doubt that. We have no background to anything. You only have my word, healings to you. It would depend on how much confidence you had in me. And faith cometh by hearing, hearing what? The word of God. Therefore, if this be the word of God, and it is, what it teaches, we can rest upon it, and God cannot change. God must forever remain God. And his word must be just as true in this age as it ever was in any age. But saints, that's where it, if that's that, no man can come to me unless the Father gives it to him or draws him. And saints, how many people cannot see the changing of the soul? How many people want to fight that the mysteries are finished? How many want to fight all these little things of how a sister should dress or just being modest? Follow the scriptures back, follow it back to the prophet's message. How many people want to argue? Why? Because they haven't had a drawing. They don't have an unction from the Holy One. They don't have a teacher that's teaching them all things inside. Not a man standing behind a pulpit. The man behind the pulpit can only teach as God lays it upon his heart to teach it. And he can teach it with the best ability God gives him to bring it. But if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit sitting in the bench or down on the inside of you, teaching that word to you wouldn't do no good. But by God's grace, if you can receive revelation when it comes forth, God works on both ends at the same time. He knows just when to bring the word and the receiving in, and it'll do the work that it was promised to do in a heart of a people. But you can bring the most, Brother Branham preached his heart out, and look how many people couldn't change, how many people couldn't come to the word. Why? Because there wasn't nothing laying on the inside. There wasn't a seed, a predestinated seed that was put there before that was preformed before the world was ever formed. But oh, but by God's grace, if you can see that in your life, saint, you ought to be so thankful. It ought to cause such a greater appreciation. Don't take this word for granted. If you can understand it, if you can see by grace the revelation burning and taking control of your life, thank God for it. Be thankful, as Brother Philip mentioned this morning, a hunger to see this work finished, to see these things take place in our hearts and in our lives, saints. Not everyone has that. Everybody wants to be church Christians. Everybody wants to fellowship. Everybody wants to come to church and say, oh, he preached a fine message. But where's that life of that people that desire to say, oh, I want to see God take my life over greater? Not just, oh, I want to see some, you know, this happen or that happen, but no, God taking each life over, living and expressing himself through us. My saints, I'm telling you, if you've got that burning in your heart, you need to be more thankful. There ought to be a greater cry in your heart, a greater appreciation. When test comes, as our pastor mentioned, trials, and there's something on the inside, though your flesh may be breaking, your heart's broke open, your body may just feel like it wants to lay down and die, but down inside of you, there's something crying out of, though you slay me, yet I'll serve you. Oh, my saints, it's got to be that real burning in our hearts. My saints, I'm telling you. Oh, we're not playing church anymore. We're not just gathering for church. But oh, there's going to be a people rise on the scene. That church is going to come back just like it was, saints. Amen. There will be a people that will be sincere, a people that will be genuine, a people that's living for God, serving God. And that's their whole objective and goal in life. Oh, my, I'm telling you. Glory. That's not quite where I was headed tonight, but oh, my, I love him. My saints, but we must know where we've anchored our faith. We must know where we stand, and that's why God's given us the opportunity to come and let us hear that word. But oh my, if you can't have no assurance in this, if God doesn't reveal to you what it is. And my, one of the greatest revelations is realizing that that prophet was sent in this day to bring this word back. And what he said was, thus saith the Lord, just as much as this. And it ought to be written just as much and laid in there with it. Oh my, because without it, where would we be, saints? We'd still be wondering about all these different things that people wonder about and dispute over. But oh, God made a way that he would have a people that God took care in every aspect, saints, to make sure you would know where to stand and how to stand. Amen. He's given us all we need. All we need is a true, genuine revelation of what he's already given us, saints. And my, you know, as he says here in an absolute, he said, there is no fear to the sailor. How hard that ship is being buffeted by the waves, as long as the anchor is holding in the top of that mountain yonder. You sisters can come to the instruments. Why, sure, he knows that ship is going to stay up. It isn't going to go against some rock somewhere. It isn't going to get in some shallow water and be turned over, because it's got the absolute anchored in the top of the mountain. And when a man can pray the prayer of faith and anchor his soul yonder in the Word of God, where all heavens and earth will pass away, but that Word cannot, there is no fear. Let them come, say whatever they want to. Our faith is in God and God alone, and we believe it. Amen. And saints, that's where we ought to stand tonight. And I'm sure it's burning in your hearts as much as it's burning in mine. I know God has given us his word in this day. And it don't matter how many people can't see it. It don't matter how many want to come against it or say it isn't so. Or any of these things. Or say you've gone fanatic or you've went overboard. Many turned and walked away from Jesus. Many turned and walked away from our prophet when he began to bring the word. And you know, the bride won't be no different. There will be many that will just say, I don't think we ought to go that far. And slowly but surely they'll drift away from you. But oh, if it's anchored in your soul with a genuine revelation burning down on the inside, you ought to be so happy. You ought to be so thankful when the storms of life come and it holds, as I said. When the tempest is raging. And as our brother said, sometimes he calms me. Them old waves may still be tossing, but in the midst of that, there's peace. Oh, such a gentleness, saints. Such a welcoming comfort through it all. My, we ought to love him so great. Hey, man, let's all stand. Has anybody got a song on their heart? Brother Josh?
Page 80.
Page 80.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. But oh, my saints, you know, we ought to have that stirring in our hearts. You know, times may get rougher. Roads will get rougher. More trying of our faith, more trying of all kinds of things. But you know, it must come. And all we should face each trial with joy in our hearts, though we may be, you know, the flesh may be sad, it may be wore down. But oh, it don't ever take that little joy that's down in the heart burning. But oh, let's sing this little song, Sheltered in the Arms of God. Amen. I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in the path that I must trod. I have no fear. Beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me, for sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me and naught of earth can harm me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear the call from heaven's portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod. I'll go to live in that city he's prepared me. Amen. Yes. Sheltered safe within the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and not a earth can harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Amen. Let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered. Of God, He walks with me, and not a bird can harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. You know, it might seem kind of strange to sing a slow song, maybe, and ask somebody if they got a testimony. But is there something burning on someone's heart? You know, your testimony can strengthen someone else, can encourage someone else. If there's something on your heart you want to share, feel free to. We're not bound to any certain order. You know, I'll just tell you. You know, sometimes everybody faces harder situations than others. You know, as we go through life, some people have harder trials than others. And you know, I can't say that I'd ever, you know, I'd been through some things. But when I made up my mind that I was going to serve the Lord for good and made my decision to walk out of where I used to be, it was a hard decision for me. You know, and it seemed like it tore my heart out. And I remember it was just, for me, it was a hard time. You know, and but I remember praying and crying out to God. And I remember the strength and the peace when He settled into my heart that I had done the right thing. When He placed into my heart, I had made the right decision for Him. Saints, that peace goes beyond. It didn't take away the hurt completely. It didn't take away the sadness this old flesh may have felt. But oh, it puts an anchor down on the inside. It doesn't matter, come what may, come what go. I'll serve the Lord, saints. And many of you may have faced same situations down through your life. Some of you come through different situations in the denominations and may have had to leave many fine brothers. May have had many fine people want to spit in your face. Turn you aside and say, you're worthless now. But oh, God says, no, son, come on over here. You know, saints, and it never matters what we may go through. There's so many situations. There's situations that people go through they never talk about. There's situations that you can't talk to someone about. And it's just you and God, but He's always there in a shelter in the time of the storm. Always there as a rock. You know, I think of Brother Branham, all he went through. And to think he wasn't just having to deal with five or six people knowing about what was happening, saints. There was hundreds of people knew what was going on in his life and knew who he was. And to have to get back up in front of congregation and say, oh, let me tell you what God can do. Oh, my saints, that takes something down on the inside. You may get stomped on. You may get trampled. You may fall in the mud. You may make a mistake and Satan try to tell you it's worthless. You're over. Don't try to walk no farther. But oh, there's something down on the inside that picks you up out of that mud. Makes you raise up your hand and say, Lord, take me on. Don't leave me here, Lord, but oh, let me try one more time. Oh, my saints. Brother Branham had mentioned a little song. I didn't bring it with me. And I wished I would have. I left it at home. But I guess it was Longfellow had wrote it. Might have been more of a poem. But oh, my saints, don't ever think. Oh, I'm so thankful. Because in a true bride, she may fall and she may fumble and she may feel she's down there in the mud. She may look at her life and maybe recognize the word come forth and realize where she's laying. The filth she's in, the sin she's in, as our brother mentioned this morning, maybe a sinner realizes the word comes and calls and condemns that sin. Oh, if there's something inside of you that will condemn that sin and bring you to the reality of what your end's wrong and there is a right way and there's a desire and a longing, pushing, burning to get to that point. Oh, my saints, you're a blessed person if you can feel that in your heart and soul. Drawing. Oh, feed it. Don't ever just say, well, it's not for me because I've done this or I've done that. No, let God take a hold and let Him take you through, saints. Whatever it may be, my, isn't He wonderful? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. I've said enough. But oh, I just pray that it might have seemed chopped up tonight. It might have seemed, I don't know, but just I just pray that somehow it was something for someone. If it helps one person somewhere, God had His way. Amen. Oh, saints, aren't you glad? Don't you? Ain't you glad you got the freedom of the Holy Spirit? Aren't you glad you can come in here? If anyone's got a special right now, you're welcome to come sing it. If you've got a testimony, you're welcome to testify. You don't have to wait on a testimony service. God's here. Let Him have His way. If you just pray, whatever, just turn yourself loose into His care, saints. We're not set on a time limit. I know I preached, but this is your service as much as it is mine. We've come here to let God have His way. Maybe you need something. Maybe you need strength. Maybe you need something special. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, God's here. Don't limit him out. Oh, my saints. Turn loose of all of our past, all of the things that we've had to be bound. What do you think it was like in that upper room that night? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to his name. My saints, we're here together. We're fighting this battle. We're pressing this journey together. Encourage one another. Grab one another by the shoulders. Hey, oh, brother, we're going to make it. By God's grace, he predestinated us to this. Oh, my saints. Let the Lord, you know, oh, he can do so much in so little a time. Oh, hallelujah. I think of that little song of, I believe what we sang it this morning, Draw Me Near. I think about a moment I spend in prayer. Oh, about the time. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. Oh, saints, as we sang, as you sang here, he is here. Oh, let's sing that as we ask Brother DeLong to come. Amen.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. Yes, dear Lord. You, the only, I will bless his name again. He is here. Amen.
I know he's here tonight. Hallelujah. I feel him all over me. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Precious Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Sing it again. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Only, only I will bless his name again. Could you ever be the same once you touch him? Oh, my. Hallelujah. He's so wonderful. Amen. I thank God for this day. I'm so thankful for his love, his mercy, his grace, and all that he is and what he means to me and what he means to you. And may the Holy Spirit continue just to have its freedom here. Amen. And move from heart to heart, from life to life. Amen, and express the literal life of Jesus Christ again today. Oh, hallelujah. I love him, and I love you people. I love every one of you. Oh, may one day we reach the other shore together. Amen. Spend eternity together. Amen. Let's sing one more chorus and we'll be dismissed. Sing a little chorus, I love him. Amen. Hallelujah. I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. On Calvary's tree. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you for this little precious service this evening again. And Lord, thank you for this day, and thank you for your many blessings. Thank you again, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. And I thank you, Lord, for all things. All things, Lord, you've given to us, and we appreciate it with all our heart. May you just go with each and every one of us, Lord, and may we come back again the next appointed time, if you should tarry, Lord, with such a burning desire to please you, to serve you, Lord, to worship you, to praise your holy name, and be so thankful, Lord, for all that you're doing in this great time we're living in. May you just gather us back here one more time is our prayer. And we love you, each and every one of us, Lord. Just want to tell you from the depths of our heart, we love you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. When we sing that little chorus, we mean it with all our heart. You are life. You are everything. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. Amen. You're dismissed. God bless you. Amen.